In a cartoon, words appear through clouds. The Simpsons' 500th episode, the most meaningless milestone of all. A billboard reads, "The Quickie Mart, yesterday's food at tomorrow's prices." In school, Milhouse writes on the chalkboard while Bart relaxes. Bart's earned a day off. Bart skateboards out, scattering a pile of leaves to reveal Barney underneath. As Homer leaves the nuclear plant, he drops a glowing rod into his containment suit. At a grocery store, Marge reads a magazine while a clerk slides Maggie across the barcode scanner. At band rehearsal, Lisa plays tuba. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Kate O'Toole, read by Pat Lentz. In the Simpsons driveway, Lisa almost runs over her father on her bike. Marge's car plows into him. Now the Simpsons run in and squeeze onto the couch. Bart pops out at the end. In another gag, the overloaded couch collapses beneath them. In a third, Maggie drops onto Marge's lap and the whole couch drops through the floor. A rapid series of archived couch gags highlights different themes throughout the years, including walking like Egyptians, the absent couch, alien hogging the couch, the Flintstones, skeletons, the huge song and dance number, the whole town in the living room, the Monty Python foot, zombies with Letterman as bouncy balls, teleportation, M.C. Escher stairs, Homer as James Bond, 1930s cartoons, Sgt. Pepper album cover, riding the couch like Kong and Dr. Strangelove, Blue Man Group, Etch-a-Sketch, Cavemen, Claymation, newspaper headline, Human Simpsons, Simpsons frozen in carbonite, and last week's fake celebration. Finally, the Simpsons run in and sit on the couch. We zoom back, finding them amidst hundreds of other screens showing different couch gags and forming the number 500. It shatters and falls, revealing a tuxedo-clad Homer and Bart mid-strangle.
You little dirt frog!
Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. Now, the Simpsons watch Kent Brockman on a TV news broadcast.
Good evening. It is with great sadness I inform you that America and China have declared war, and a massive nuclear attack is expected to reach our shores within the hour. That's the sort of hypothetical emergency today's disaster preparedness drill is designed to get us ready for.
Homer holds a couch cushion over his head, then relaxes.
All Springfielders should now move off the streets and inside their homes. Please avoid the superstitious panic which marked the recent lunar eclipse.
A photo shows Homer stepping on Grandpa during a riot.
Sorry, Dad. I was afraid the dragon wouldn't cough the moon back up. You idiot! The dragon always coughs the moon back up.
I know it's futile, but I must again point out there is no dragon.
Then why am I paying $800 a year in dragon insurance?
Again, I maintain that money would be better spent on car insurance.
Lisa, everyone knows dragons do not attack cars. Jeez, pick up a book.
But I pick up books like you pick up beers.
Then you have a serious reading problem.
Now remember, this is only a drill. Ah! The missiles really are coming! The so-called drill is just a way to get you into your shelters without causing total chaos.
He dives behind his desk, then peeks out.
Is what I would say if this weren't a drill.
This is not a drill!
The Simpsons go outside.
Now we're supposed to stay down in our storm cellar for 3 hours.
So do your farting now!
Homie, what if that was the last thing you ever said?
Don't worry. My last words will be, I can outrun that lion!
Homer opens the cellar stocked with supplies, including child-sized corpse bags.
All right, everybody in!
Passing a row of gas masks, Marge opens a locker and finds empty food packets inside.
All right, who's the Weisenheimer that's been eating the powdered food?
Not me.
Two can play at that game.
Homer chugs the canister's contents, then reads the label. Talcum powder. He drops to his knees.
I can do this.
He coughs up the powder. Maggie rubs a handful on her bottom and smiles. Later, as the family sits around, Bart repeatedly bounces a ball off the wall and Homer's head.
Boy, I told you an hour ago, stop that.
But Bunker Ball's keeping us sane.
Homer glowers as the ball hits him.
Do we really have to sit here the whole time? I mean, if we went out now, it might be cool to see the town empty.
Yeah, I could sneak into the school and write whatever I want on the chalkboard.
I could see a planetarium show without the secondhand marijuana.
And I can drive drunk while I'm actually sober.
Now the Simpsons car careens wildly through the streets.
It's fun, but not as fun.
That's on. Why are all those cars parked at City Hall?
Ay, caramba!
If I didn't know better, I'd say it's a town meeting.
Not without us, it isn't. Pull over.
They park next to a van labeled Secret Meeting Catering and peek inside Town Hall.
Welcome to this secret meeting made possible by the fake disaster drill. And a special thanks for the hard work of the Mystery and Secrecy Committee.
We have names, you know.
Quit complaining. You only meet once a month.
Yes, but the meetings last 8 hours. Shut up! Shut up! This is the most fun I have!
Quimby starts a slideshow.
And now, for the reason we are here.
A photo shows the Simpsons.
What's going on? Why is there a picture of us? This isn't good.
Oh, honey, why must you always assume that a huge picture of us at a secret meeting we weren't told about is a bad thing? The results are in. This town has voted unanimously to get rid of Springfield's unending nightmare, The Simpsons.
No!
Everyone turns around.
They're here! The monsters are here!
No, it's me, Marge. I'm your friend.
The monster queen is coming on to me!
Now the Simpsons stand before their fellow citizens.
Why would you want to banish us from Springfield?
Yeah, we're like family to you. I'm talking to you, headphone bus driver guy.
I'll have you know I'm also a hair donor. Selma Hayek wore me to the Oscars.
This is not about who wore whose hair where. We are here to banish the Simpsons, although we are not pleased to be doing so.
I am.
Me too.
I feel like a kid at Christmas.
I believe you know my position.
I know we're all happy. I'm just trying to spare their feelings.
Those freaks have no feelings. Even baby never cried.
Maggie makes a throat-slitting gesture.
What baby does that?
Why would an entire town go to all this fuss to get rid of one family? What have we done that's so terrible?
I'm glad you asked. The simple fact is the city is going broke, cleaning up after Homer's drunken shenanigans.
A slide shows Homer driving through a school. On stage, he fires Wiggum's gun in the air.
That is not banishment hearing behavior.
Bart's pranks, which dwindle in humor as they rise in destruction.
In a slide, Bart surfs a wave out of the school gym.
And Lisa's environmental initiatives.
Her photo caption reads, not that expensive, but pretty annoying.
If I may speak.
Mm-hmm.
We're not monsters. We're just people. People who love each other and love this town. The only place we've ever called home. Thank you.
Krusty takes off his red clown nose and wrings tears from it.
Marge, you are a sweet woman, and you make us see your family in a more forgiving light.
Thank you.
Which is why you're the worst Simpson of all!
Now,
just a second here. Now, no, we're not perfect, but I believe it was Sammy Hagar who said...
Silence!
A flying bone hits Homer.
That was an inside me bone.
Sideshow Mel throws the bone from his hair. Flanders arrives.
Make way for Captain Coolerhead. Now, I like a good old-fashioned witch trial as much as the next person, but I do not think we should be so quick to judge our longtime neighbors.
Not so fast, Flanders. We knew you'd be the voice of mercy, and we're prepared to answer your concerns.
A swinging log knocks Flanders out the door.
Any other objections?
Outside.
I withdraw my diddly.
Now a parade float carrying the Simpsons out of town reads, Simpsons go to hell. Homer is tarred and feathered.
Oh, I always thought tarred and feathered was just a figure of speech. Good luck patching potholes and stuffing pillows now.
Now at the city limits, Quimby reads a scroll.
Simpson, in accordance with Article 6, Section 2 of the town charter... Wait! If you banish us, you shall be cursed with a 1,000-year drought.
A rainstorm rolls in.
I mean 1,000-year flood!
It clears, leaving a rainbow and a blooming flower.
I mean 1,000 years of perfect weather. Just get out.
Quimby crumples the scroll and throws it in Homer's face. At night, the Simpsons car travels a country road. On its roof, the couch sits loaded with belongings. Among items crammed in the rear, Snowball 2 naps on a stereo speaker.
And I have paid the call.
That was the last Springfield radio station. Now we just get Shelbyville talk radio.
If you see a Simpson, do not try to reason with it. Just kill it and turn in the pelt for a free soda.
Soda, eh?
He sees his family as sodas. Lisa reads what to expect when you're ejected.
Dad, where are we going? Do we have a plan?
Oh, let's face it. I'm the one that's brought this fate upon us. And there's only one way out. I've got to man up. Okay, manning up, manning up, manning up. Oh, girling down! Girling down!
Hey, Henrietta Hippo, I gotta drain the inchworm.
Oh, fine.
They pull over. As Bart pulls into some bushes, Homer gets out and stretches. He finds a shaggy man pointing a shotgun at him.
Please, put that down.
I just got started.
Not you, him.
You best get back where you belong.
Please, sir, we've been thrown out of a place we've always called home. We just want to live out our lives in peace.
Rejected by society, huh? Well, why didn't you say so? Welcome to the off-the-grid, unincorporated settlement we proudly call the Outland.
He gestures to a rustic encampment. Its raggedy inhabitants try to hide.
We found a new home. When God shuts a door, he opens a window.
Oh, I wouldn't be opening no windows. Coyotes will take your baby.
Words appear through clouds.
Outland.
Words on a wooden water tower read, "The Outlands, population, none of your damn business." In an abandoned school, Bart spray paints on the wall, "I heart the breakdown of society." He rides a motorcycle out, scattering a pile of leaves to reveal a drunk hobo clutching a jug of moonshine underneath. In the Simpsons' driveway, Lisa almost grazes her father as she lands a homemade one-person helicopter. Marge's horse-drawn grocery cart plows into him. The Simpsons run inside and sit on their couch, facing a fox napping on a boulder.
I'm sick of watching Fox. Let's get some fresh air. I got the ATVs right out back.
Should I get my helmet?
Helmet? That's Springfield talk.
Bart tries to start his ATV.
Is there gas in these?
Springfield talk.
Well, how are we supposed to get fuel?
Private plane crashes.
Ah, smell that unpolluted air. You know, I'm glad we're in exile.
Yep, I never realized how much I hated every single one of my friends and relatives.
I don't think this place is so great.
As Marge collects an egg from a burrow, a snake snaps at her.
I'm trying to make the best of things, but I'm worried Maggie is falling in with a bad crowd.
Maggie fights in a circle. Two babies enter, one baby leaves.
I miss our home, and I want to go back.
It's not perfect here, but it is close to nature. And if you have an axe to grind, WikiLeaks is right over there.
A domed satellite dish enclosure. A man grills meat outside.
How you doing, Mr. Assange?
That's my personal information, and you have no right to know about it.
Bart and Homer swap looks.
Hey, but we're neighbors. Would you like to come over for a movie sometime?
Is it Iraqi journalists being murdered?
Don't be ridiculous. It's an Afghan wedding being bombed.
Well, I've got a really big secret for you. I'm not wearing any underwear.
You know, you should really get out less.
Assange goes to steel doors built within a giant boulder. Facing a keypad, he furtively types in the code 1234, then steps inside.
He's no Ned Flanders, and I miss the Springfield sign. And now every street is a dead end. God help me, I even miss Helen Lovejoy criticizing my brownies.
Hey, baby, band forever doesn't mean you can't go back sometimes.
Yes, it does.
Pipe down, boy. I'm sneaking you back into Springfield.
Now as Wiggum patrols a sidewalk, Homer peeks out from a bush wearing a Burns disguise.
Oh, Smithers!
Marge pops out in her disguise.
Homie, these disguises won't fool anyone.
Bish-tosh, Smithers, and fiddly-dee.
Nailed it.
Hold it right there. Mr. Burns, you might catch a cold out this late. You want my jacket? Here, let me warm my gun up for you.
He fires it into the air, then hands it over.
Excellent.
Yeah, it wouldn't be you if you didn't say excellent.
Later, Marge and Homer drink beers in the donut of the Lard Lad sign, their disguises off.
You know what's great about you, Marge? After all these years, you can still shinny up the donut and then pull me up after you.
Look, a shooting star.
You ever wonder if there are donut shops on other planets?
On a night like tonight, I have to believe there are.
Now in the bowling alley after hours, Marge holds a bottle of beer as she drunkenly drops her ball. She gets a strike.
Strike! Woohoo!
Wanna make out over the foul line?
Ever since the day we met.
As they kiss, X's fill the scoreboard. Now they face the police-taped entrance to their house.
The old homestead. Remember when we moved in? And I talk like this?
He scoops up Marge and carries her over the threshold. Later, they cuddle in bed, their clothes strewn all over the floor.
There's no sex like fugitive sex.
As they kiss passionately, Jimbo, Kearney, and Dolph come in through the front door.
Oh, sweet squat.
Yeah, this place is awesome, but it's not puppy safe. And my little guy's coming home tomorrow.
He starts installing a puppy gate upstairs.
Someone's downstairs.
They dress. Downstairs.
Shh. I think I heard a pair of underpants being picked up off the ground. Big ones.
They find Marge and Homer on the landing.
It's them. Bart's mom and the fat guy.
Let's turn them in.
Not so fast. This case was already cracked by the last person you'd expect. The chief of police. You really thought you could fool me with that Burns and Smithers getup?
The whole town is there.
I'm not the sharpest pencil in the pencil thing, but I'm at least as smart as a cat, right, Lou?
What breed, chief? I mean, I saw an Abyssinian once who could change channels.
That is pretty smart.
All right, you caught us. What are you going to do about it? Throw us out of town again?
Crucify them and screw the boulder in tight.
Make them write monologue jokes.
Cancel their subscription to the opera.
We hate opera.
Then get them a subscription to the opera. No!
I say shoot them.
Right, now, hold on just a minute. Nobody said anything about shooting.
I did just now.
That's right, you did. Well, all right.
The cops draw their guns.
Okay.
Don't even bother shooting us.
They holster their weapons.
We've found a new place that we love. A place that may not have indoor plumbing, but it's got something we treasure more.
Yeah, non-jerks. Maybe he's right. We are jerks.
You want I should spray some of my jerk off on you?
He holds up a can.
It's okay.
In our new community, people accept others for who they are. I thought I wanted to come back to my house, but instead, I'm going to go back to my home.
Marge and Homer march off through the crowd.
Well, bye to them. Let's go, Smithers.
In Marge's disguise, Mr. Teeny leaps into his arms.
A little clingy, aren't we?
He puckers his lips.
Oh, all right.
Burns smooshes him.
That's all it took? I just had to ask?
Now Homer rigs a Braniff jet engine to the back of his ATV.
Well, I've tightened the bolt. I think we're good.
You sure this is a good idea?
This is the Outlands, boy. Ideas aren't good or bad. They're just free. Power on!
It sucks his head in and rockets off.
I was wrong! There are bad ideas! There are terrible ideas!
Homer passes Marge gardening, then launches beyond her.
Now I'm over here!
Nearby, a bush shakes.
I'm on it.
Aiming a crossbow, Bart creeps toward it. A mohawked and tattooed Maggie signals, then marches into the bush with a barbed club. Lenny flies out.
Lenny Lanford, you're a long way from your bar stool.
I'm here as a friend, looking for a better way of life.
Bart swaps skeptical looks with Lisa and Marge. Homer pulls up, pries his head from the jet engine, and pulls his face back down over his skull.
Hey, Lenny. Welcome aboard.
Whew.
Marge serves Lenny stew from an outdoor kettle.
Now, I gotta warn you, if you find a little black thing on your pillow, it won't be a mint.
I don't mind. I want a fresh start, and so does Carl.
Carl emerges from a bush. Maggie holds a knife to his throat.
Let it slice off the tip of your ear, and she'll go right to sleep.
No!
That's not a choice you get to make.
Now it is still.
This is pretty tasty.
Yep, and I like how it's dissolving a hole in the cup.
Mo comes over.
Hey, guys, what can I get you?
Forget it. We don't need some big city bartender charging us an arm and a leg for something we can do ourselves.
Sure, sure, I understand. But if you change your minds, I'll be here in this cave.
A sign reads, Moe's Cavern.
I got a funny feeling our paradise is about to get ruined by unwanted guests.
I probably shouldn't have given this place 5 stars on Yelp.
Well, I rented that plane.
It tows a banner reading, Move to the Outlands, a great place to take drugs and shoot things. Now, Springfield citizens raise buildings all over the Outlands. Lenny sets fire to a tire pile. The Simpsons and the head Outlander look on.
Oh, that tears it. I am not comfortable being this close to medical care. Out of here.
What are you doing here?
Quimby arrives.
I heard everything was going great in your new Eden with one flaw. You lack a corrupt city government. True, true.
And a school system that teaches to the test, sneaks the kids the answers, and still fails.
Stop, stop. This is everything we put behind us.
You can't leave civilization, Marge. Humanity is an inexorable upward march. Or was till the year 2000.
I did miss a few things about the grid. Like everything!
Nearby workmen raise a power line. Lisa climbs up its pole and plugs in her laptop.
Maureen Dowd, we got a lot of catching up to do.
In the now deserted streets of Springfield, Skinner stands alone.
I'm sure someone will come back and tell me where they went. If I go inside, they might not find me.
Skinner lingers patiently, his resolute form casting a long, lonely shadow on the pavement. Cut to black. Words appear in an old-fashioned frame. Thanks for 500 shows. All we ask is that you go out and get some fresh air before logging on the internet and saying how much this sucked. Executive producer Al Jean. Executive producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. Bart arrives over Skinner in Lisa's flying machine.
Aw, come Come on, man. We wouldn't leave you behind.
Bless you, boy.
He lowers a rope. Clutching it, Skinner hits the Jebediah statue.
Accident! Here comes another one!
He slams into the nuclear plant's cooling towers, then smiles wistfully.
It's nice to be wanted.